Lance in open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul. You know, we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and an association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, this Friday has so many names to it, I don't know where to begin. Let's call it a Good Friday, a happy Good Friday to all of you Catholics out there. We certainly want to say happy Passover. But mostly we want to say it's a Motown Friday, because that's what we do here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A Motown Friday. Okay, it doesn't take precedence over the religious stuff, but I just wanted to get that out there. Dave DiNatale, my producer, will be playing Motown tunes as rejoins throughout this hour. Fun show for you. Hanford Dixon stops by, the top dog. We're going to talk some league-wide topics with him. Plenty going around the AFC North to get into, some issues with comments that Joe Flacco made regarding him being the best quarterback in the league. I don't know. That's what Joe seems to think about himself. And Mike Wallace's availability, why he's still out there. We get into that a little bit with the top dog. Also going to have Cody Risen as our featured alumni spotlight today, the former offensive tackle for the Browns, multi-time Pro Bowler on some of the outstanding Browns teams of the Brian Sipe and Bernie Kosar eras. So you're going to hear from Cody Risen. We're going to talk with him from his home down in Texas, down in Austin, Texas, where he now works for a construction company as a project manager. And then today, we've done this all week. We try to do it a few times a week, checking in with season ticket holders who have questions for us, specifically just answering the questions of season ticket holders by name and how long they've had their tickets and what their thoughts or comments are on this football team, and give them a little chance to hear their questions answered on the air. But we always answer the questions from those posted on the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Your questions, you the listeners, and of course we want everybody to be listeners, including the season ticket holders, but you guys who regularly check in with us and have these questions posted, and we answer them. Stuart via Twitter: does the fallout, and by the way, this Ask Vic portion driven by Liberty Ford, as is the entire show, does the fallout from missing out on RG3 force the Browns to take Ryan Tannehill? Stuart, I don't think it forces them to really do anything anywhere, and especially a quarterback. I don't think it's an idea that got to take a quarterback now that there was no there was no Robert Griffin III in the picture. That's not how you approach that. I think if you do take Tannehill as the Browns, you do it because you believe he would be a right choice, the right addition to make for this team. But I don't think you do it as a knee-jerk. In fact, that would be the worst reason to do it. And I don't believe that's how this organization is thinking. That's not to say that they won't draft Tannehill. I'm saying if they did, they do it because they believe he'd be a good addition to this team, despite lacking a lot of, you know, coming up short a lot in the way of experience. John via Twitter: why would you not take Justin Blackmon at number 4? Running backs are a dime a dozen. Elite wide receivers are rare. And, of course, his reference, I'm sure, to Trent Richardson, the more popular choice among the public for the Browns' 4th pick at number 4. I tend to agree with you that elite wide receivers are rare, and that it's harder to find those guys than it is to find running backs. I won't go as far as to put Trent Richardson in a, quote, dime a dozen category. I think he's a better player than that. But I don't know that you're missing the boat on the greatest possible player you could get it for by passing on him to take, say, a Justin Blackmon or take another highly ranked prospect. whether that's a Matt Khalil falling to four because the Vikings do something with their pick, make a trade, or they decide to take Morris Claiborne, say, the corner, which they could very well do at number three. And you heard that possibility discussed yesterday on the show by Len Pasquarelli of the Sports Exchange. Okay, we are getting started in a couple of minutes with a conversation with the one and only Hanford Dixon, a regular on this show. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on this Motown Friday edition. We're driven by Liberty Ford. We're brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Spokane, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Hey Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you parts. No, we work to bring you deals on parts. Like right now, when you buy any Autolite spark plug wires, we'll give you a set of Autolite Platinum spark plugs valued up to $24 free. At Advance, we get you the parts you need fast. And then sometimes we give you free stuff. As if fast wasn't sweet enough. Service is our best part. See store for details.
Hi, Gang Riz here. Let's get serious for a moment. Each year, 14,000 deaths and 140,000 serious injuries occur in teen-related accidents, 40% due to high speed. Highway Guardian is a GPS-based device that aids in the safety of young drivers by limiting them to a speed of 73 miles an hour. Developed locally by law enforcement officers, peace of mind for you, mom, dad. You can actually be in the car with your kids. Visit HighwayGuardian.com. Highway Guardian, protection at the speed of life.
To compete in today's marketplace, manufacturers must develop new products and find new market opportunities. But where can manufacturers go for help in designing new products and finding new markets? They should call Magnet. Magnet has worked with manufacturers for 28 years, creating hundreds of profitable new consumer and industrial products. To learn more about what Magnet can do for manufacturers, call Linda at 216-391-7766. That's 216-391-7766. Or go to magnetwork.org.
Spring is here, Harley riders. On Saturday, April 7th, hit the Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The Easter Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on this Motown Friday edition. As all of you, I know, are many of you are getting ready for the holiday weekend and hope you've enjoyed it. Probably a lot of you had some time off today, but we're here doing a show for you. So whether you had time off or not, we're happy you're with us. And this show, of course, is, or I should say this interview, this chat that we have regularly on the show with Hanford Dixon. I want you to learn how to speak, Vic. It is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Nice. Back with us for his second visit of the week, the top dog, Hanford Dixon. Hanford, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm a little bit upset. Did you watch The Tribe yesterday? Were you at the game?
I wasn't at the game, but I tried to stay with it as long as I could. That thing just kept going forever.
Well, I understand. Yeah. We broke all kind of records for opening day, but yeah. I thought Matheson just... I wasn't
wasn't at the game, but I, like you, I watched it and listened to it, and I thought he did a phenomenal job. Obviously, he was up to 99 pitches, and we took him out in the ninth. And
I started it like at lunch, and I think I was still watching it past dinner. So.
But I hate we lost that game. Other than that, I'm doing okay.
Okay, tough stuff. Hey, in this division, speaking about tough, the AFC North, a couple of stories that I thought were interesting that we would address today. Joe Flacco being one where he was on a radio station making a comment that he's, quote, the best quarterback in football. I always felt that if you're the best anything, you don't necessarily have to declare it. If you have to declare it, then there might not only be some doubt out there about that, but even in your own mind. What is your sense of where this guy is? Because his game is always the subject of a lot of discussion as to just how much he drives whatever the Ravens' success has been about since he's been there. And I just feel he's a guy maybe still lacking that identity and wanting to establish it whatever way he can.
Well, I have to say this, like I'm sure you probably was, I was a little bit surprised by the comments that Joe made. I thought it was a little bit out of character for him to make a statement like the one that he made. I don't know whether he's jockeying, trying to get a new contract or what, but to say that he's the best quarterback out there is a really, really crazy statement. I mean, because, I mean, when you're talking about, you got guys like Tom Brady, you got still Peyton Manning, just to name a couple of guys that jump right up.
Drew Brees,
Rodgers in Green Bay, and we can go on and we can go on and on. And when you look at Joe Flacco, I mean, let's face it, Joe Flacco is a good quarterback. He's a decent quarterback, but who's been carrying that football team, talking about the Baltimore Ravens, let's face it, it's been that defense. And when they've been winning football games, they've been winning by Joe Flacco just tell him not to make a mistake.
Right.
But I was, to answer your question, Vic, a little bit surprised by his comments. Again, I thought they were out of character for him to even come and make a comment like that, because there are a lot of good quarterbacks in the National Football League.
In the AFC North, is he better than Ben Roethlisberger? I mean, you could make the argument there that he's...
And we didn't even, you know, I didn't even mention Ben's name.
Yeah, I was just going to say that he's still staring up at
that
him.
Whole thing of quarterback. Yeah. And you look at Ben, I mean, you talk about the Super Bowl rings. I mean, he's got it, been there, and he's proved it. Ben is a quarterback, obviously, that can play on any kind of conditions. The pressure, he's been there. I mean, he's a guy that's he is mobile to be, you know, to be as big as he is.
Right.
But also, Ben has got a strong arm. And Ben, I would tell him, I'm going to put him right up there with the top quarterbacks. And
you mentioned Ben Roethlisberger. We talked about him. He's going to have, it looks like, the target that he certainly would want in Mike Wallace, a dynamic playmaker. But what's interesting about Mike Wallace is he went out there looking for a big payday in the open market, or I should say as a restricted free agent, not quite as open as others, but thought there would be a payday for him. And lo and behold, he's still with the Steelers. Meanwhile, other receivers have signed other places. Mario Manningham, Randy Moss have joined the 49ers. Brandon Lloyd, Dante Stallworth, Anthony Gonzalez, they're on the Patriots. You see Pierre Garçon end up with the Redskins. So he's still there, and other guys have changed teams, and it doesn't look like there's much of a market. Adam Schefter from ESPN was saying that that it looked like some of those teams that signed other receivers would be interested in him, and they haven't been, and now it looks like there's really no interest in him in the league.
Well, I could tell you, I'm shocked. I mean, I am actually shocked. I think there's a big question mark as far as when it comes to me, unless the other teams know something that I don't know. I mean, I watched the kid. I mean, the kid is very fast. I mean, he had a phenomenal season. He out of Mississippi, Ole Miss, I want to say, is where he's out of. And for him, not to anyone to throw a contract at him is surprising to me. Now, obviously, you can't just go and sign this kid without some consequences, but he has put up phenomenal numbers. He's a guy that can stretch the defense, very, very fast wide receiver with great hands. And it's not often that you can get a guy that can stretch the defense and have the great hands. I remember when I played, Vic, the fastest guy that I played against was a guy with the New York Jets, called Lamb Jones. Now, Mike Wallace is a lot like Lamb Jones, but I think he is better. And what I mean by that is those two guys, they get up on you as a corner or a defensive back. They really get up on you really, really fast. And that make a cornerback very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I was uncomfortable because then, you know, you got to turn, you got to get out of your back pedal, you got to do certain things that you don't normally do as a defensive back. So Mike Wallace is one of those guys, and not only is he fast, but he can catch the football and great routes. And for not anyone to sign him or even show any interest in him,
not a nibble.
You're exactly right, and I find that weird.
Yeah, I was, and you said it best. What do other people know maybe that the rest of us don't? Because if you just take it at face value, you would think he'd get a lot of play, and it wasn't the case. A story that has been so troubling and ongoing, of course, is the Bounty story regarding the Saints and the latest chapter in that since we last talked about this, Hanford. And we have Hanford Dixon on. Of course, he's a regular here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Is the tapes, the sound of Greg Williams talking, a documentary was put together or as part of it. Access was granted by the Saints, and there is audio of Greg Williams giving specific instructions to players prior to the Saints playoff game against the 49ers this past season to take certain players, not just take them out, I mean cause specific injuries to them, to the knee, to the head, so forth, test their toughness, hit the, you know, kill the head and the rest of the body will die or something to that effect. So harsh stuff. What is your reaction to that?
Well, first let me say, wow. I mean, and I'm going to say it again, wow.
Yeah.
And I'm laughing, and don't take my laughing out of context. I don't think anything is funny by what I heard.
No, I know. I know you're serious
with those tapes. I think he went too far. I mean, I think he went way, way, way too far. I mean, when I listened to what he was saying and some of the things that he was saying in that pregame speech, it doesn't take all that. It doesn't take all that to get a guy ready to go. First of all, the guys in the National Football League are professionals. Okay, get paid to do something that they like doing. And they're motivated already, not by the money, just because they love the game, just because they want to be the best at what they do.
Sure.
Right? Because we're playing against the best athletes, I feel, in the world. And, you know, some of the thoughts, like you said, hit the head and kill the head and the body will follow. You know, for instance, I think I heard one of the guys had torn up a knee or something, and he wanted him to go after that knee. You got to be kidding me. I mean, why would... I just think it was such a stupid thing for him to say. And you know what I think, Vic? I think when you go back over it and you see him right now and he look at it, I think he understands now the mistake that he made. And I honestly think that there is remorse there coming from him, because you notice he didn't appeal his suspension.
Right.
And but all I could say, Vic, is to what happened and what I heard on that tape was wow.
It made me, I mean, I love this game probably as much as I can love anything beyond family. Seriously, I mean, that there's such an attachment there, everything about it. For the first time, it really made. I know Greg Williams, and I know a lot of the people involved in this whole situation on all sides of it. But for the first time, I didn't feel comfortable about the game. It bothered me that deeply that I questioned exactly what this was. And when I saw the video, some of the highlight video or low light video that has been put together to sort of demonstrate the kinds of hits that were going on, and how unnecessary it was. I've always appreciated and understood, and yes, the attraction of what this game is physical and such. All that is great, I think. But this, you could see where there is a line you shouldn't cross or can't cross. And I hear you as a player, as a former player, play the defensive side, who certainly relished his share of contact as player. To hear your reaction and then to hear the reaction of other current and other former players and coaches and administrators, and it just doesn't make you feel good.
No.
It really just gets your stomach, and I guess I'm hopeful here that this is, I want to say the end of it. I don't know if we could say it's the end of it, but I really hope it's the end of it.
Well, I hope it is, and I think it is, because, again, the commissioner, I guarantee you, he's made a statement. He's been loud and clear on this whole issue, and he's gotten everyone's attention. If it's going on, or if it, I know it's not going on now. I mean, you would have to be just out of your mind to be thinking about any kind of anything with bounty on it right now. The commissioner's made itself clear, and I guarantee you, there's no one right now want anything to do with anything like that. And with Williams right now, he's had a time to think about this whole thing, and he must be saying to himself, what was I thinking about? What was I saying? What was I doing? I mean, it was idiotic, some of the things that I heard coming out of his mouth. But again, my whole comment on this whole thing is, wow.
One last thing on a wild note. A lot was made of, and we've touched on this a little bit earlier in the week, the Morris Claiborne test, the Wunderlich test that put him in a position where, to use the word, I guess, embarrassment would probably be an understatement, but a low score that was reported that he had a 4, and people sort of then taking either the meaning of the test, it's lent itself to discussion just beyond Morris Claiborne. But I want to take it back to the analysis side of it. You, as a corner who judges, I'm sure, young corners all the time and their worthiness of whether or not you see an NFL player there or what kind of NFL player you see there, how much do you, because there is some, to go along with the great skill that you had as a player and that you look for in other players, Hanford, how much, when we talk about the intelligence aspect, does that concern you with that player?
Well, I could tell you this. When you're talking about Morris, I mean, and a lot of people may think a different way than I do about this whole thing. It wouldn't concern me at all because, and I'll tell you why, because I watched him play. I see the talent that this kid has. I mean, this kid is playing at LSU. I mean, you're talking about one of the top schools in the nation. You're talking about a school that pretty much every year is in the top 10 as far as ranked among universities. And LSU, when you look at their scheme and the way they play defense, it's not it's somewhat of a complicated scheme. What I would do, and I'm sure a lot of the defensive coordinators and a defensive back coach and the general managers and pro personnel guy around the league, I'm sure they go in, they talk to, and I'm not saying the test is not important because it is, but they go in and they talk to the coaches, his coach, they talk to Les Miles, the head coach, and about this young man. They already know he could play. They already know he can run. They already know he can cover. They talk to him about this. And after talking to them, you know, I say, hey, this kid is ready to go because he can play, and it wouldn't bother me at all. I would bring him right in here right now. Mm-hmm. He can come in here, and he can start at the corner position.
Yeah, I concur. I think that's a case, and if there are other issues with regard to learning or whatever it might be, I think you can work with that, but I think the guy on his skill level and what he seems to put into the game as a football player, all of those things seem to grade out.
And you have to feel bad for him. That, just like you said, that is out there right now, and it's something he's got to deal with. But you know, the kid is, my understanding, he could play. He could play. Yep. I would take him right now. All you other teams, leave him alone. Leave him. If we don't take him in the first round, please let him stay there till we pick again. Okay, and you'll see.
Nice, Hanford. Great stuff. As always, and thank you so much.
Amen. You know, I always, wherever you lead, I follow.
All right. Well, we will lead again and follow again next week. He is Hanford Dixon.
Happy Easter.
The top dog, and wishing everybody happy Easter. Absolutely. Here on Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Oh, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Are you a business owner? Or are you in sales? Think of all the money you've wasted trying to find new leads without success. Now, think about how much better it would be if you could get all the new sales leads you can handle for less than what you spend for coffee. It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, America's leading provider of sales leads plus powerful email and direct mail solutions. For less than $2.50 a day, less than what you pay for your morning coffee, Sales Genie business experts will feed you all the new sales leads you can handle. And right now, we'll even give you a risk-free trial when you call 1-800-944-5257. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the leads you need to increase your sales and fuel your business growth. So put your money where your new sales leads are. Call Sales Genie now at 1-800-944-5257 for your risk-free trial. Or go to www.trysalesgenie.com. That's 1-800-944-5257.
Be honest. Will a bigger TV or another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? As part of Rosetta Stone's biggest language learning event, we're giving away demos of our powerful language learning software, absolutely free. You can even practice on the go with Rosetta Stone's mobile app. If speaking a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, call now for your free demo. Call 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, head to Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The Easter Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
This is the Top Dog, Hanford Dixon, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Setting you up for this holiday weekend, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. We want to also remind you that you can celebrate one of the most exciting nights of the year with the Cleveland Browns at the 2012 Draft Party. That's on Thursday, April 26th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Admission is free and doors are open at 6 p.m. For more information, visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. We have, as we've done twice this week, Monday and then on Wednesday and now today, going to go into season ticket holder questions submitted by those who have season ticket accounts and give those to our ticket office to give to me and then we answer as many of them as we can on the air. Certainly the good ones, and a lot of them are really good and comprehensive. Some are comments, just want to be heard. But we tell you who you are and how long you've held your season tickets. For instance, Dr. John, who is from Oregon, Ohio, up there by Toledo. He's a season ticket holder since 1969. He says, we need to focus on improving the offensive line. It all starts there. No matter what quarterback we get, can't play behind this line. Let's do what we can to improve the line. And I'm with you, Doc. It's definitely a situation where this draft should and must render the Browns a lineman. Give them a lineman. Give them a good tackle who can be placed at that right tackle spot for a long time to come. And I think that's how this team is approaching this draft, with the idea that there is that tackle available, and as opposed to the guy that you didn't sign or they didn't sign in free agency at that position, go into the draft to find the answer there. Steven, season ticket holder from Stowe, Ohio, since 1999. Take Trent Richardson from Alabama with the first choice. He's one of the best players in the draft. And, Steve, you're definitely offering a perspective that is shared by so many others, and I don't dispute it. He is one of the very best in the draft. I would still say that I'm not as quick as you are to think that's the guy you take it for. I'd give a long, hard look at, again, Justin Blackmon. See what happens possibly with Matt Khalil if he's there, the tackle from USC. I think the safest of all picks you could make at that spot, if he's there, if he gets past Minnesota at 3. There's a big part of me that is reluctant about a running back at 4. And also for this football team where, yeah, you want that, you want the completeness offensively. You do want that guy you can lean on, but I don't want to miss a chance to get more out of what has been constructed as a passing game around, or you know, the building of that passing game around Colt McCoy began last year, and with him being the starter going into 2012, I want to see that process continue. Yeah, a back counts as building around him, but I think a receiver, and again, the aforementioned tackle position, just more vital in my view as to how to build this. Matt, a season ticket holder from Chagrin Falls. He's a club-level member since 2003. I'm really hoping that we have a great draft. We need some help, and I wouldn't mind seeing Colt have some protection with a right tackle. And again, we echo those comments. And you're right about the great draft thing, Matt. It is a must. I mean, I've said this before, and I don't think it can be said enough. A palpable sense here in the building, here in Berea, of how big, how important this draft really is, and the people who are running it and dealing with it see it and know it that way, and there's just no two ways about it. I mean, understanding what this means to the future of the franchise. And by future, it's, you know, everybody said, well, what, long-term or short-term? No, future's future. future is now. Future is taking, you know, big, important steps. We've talked about that with some season ticket holders as well, and I think this is absolutely something that is grasped by the folks that are in charge, Matt. Daniel, who's from a season ticket holder from Middleburg Heights, right around the corner here, season ticket holder since 2010. Now, he addressed this really to Mike Holmgren, but I'm going to take it as a question that we will incorporate on the air. He said, okay, I support what you and the front office are doing to try and put together a long-term winner. Again, addressed to Mike Holmgren. However, the majority of the fan base does not have the patience to wait 5 years for this thing to show results. I hope you have noticed that. Remember, this fan base has been waiting too long already. And despite some of us believing you are conducting your business the appropriate way today, the majority will not accept a 5-6 year plan to building a winner. I like this a lot, Daniel. And this is what I like about it. There is no sense, none that I know of, among those, and specifically you addressed this to Mike Holmgren, about a 5 or 6 year deal. That's not what he's looking to achieve himself. He wants this thing on a much shorter timeline. What's the shorter timeline? Well, are they going to be a playoff team or a Super Bowl team in 2012? Who knows the answer to that? But I think it's safer and more realistic to say, more realistic to say that a significantly better season is in store based on what this team, what the decision makers have in mind. That they're not looking for just a small incremental step, or win one or two more games. No, that's not going to cut it. You won four. I think you're looking at least trying to get a 500 year as a realistic possibility. I'm not saying that that's on a piece of paper somewhere or on a board somewhere. Got to get to 8-8 this year. No one is counting on wanting to lose eight games. When the schedule comes out, they're not going to check off red marks on eight games that this team plans to lose. You plan to win them all, as I said, but the approach you're talking about on a 5 or 6 year basis, there isn't a single person within the realm of sobriety in this building that's going to say, yeah, that's what we're working on here, is something that's good for 5 or 6 years. Because your reference too, and there's more in this comment about free agency, wanting somebody significant in free agency before the draft to so that the lunacy can stop, to call it your thing, the lunacy. But that isn't the way they're approaching it, and that isn't a guarantee, free agency, that you're going to be on a faster path. It really isn't. You can find legit starters in the draft, you can find impactful players in the draft, and you can look toward your younger players that you have on this team, and there's still a lot of young guys, because this team really revamped itself and got a hell of a lot younger from 2010 to 2011 to see those people develop and produce. All right? Good stuff from our season ticket holders, and we'll have more of those as we go forward. Really love that segment. It's a lot of fun. On this Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, coming up, we have a conversation with Cody Rison, former Browns Pro Bowl offensive tackle, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, quick food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Isn't it time we all felt better? It's time to find a bandage for what ails you, even if that bandage is more of a metaphor. It's time to get better, to get off the couch and get back to work, or just back outside to play. Welcome to a new kind of pharmacy, where you can actually read the prescription bottles, where meds like $4 generics are priced right and easy to swallow. And here's to having a pharmacy with a target attached. Booyah! Target Pharmacy is here to give you a daily dose of whatever you need to feel better.
Easter's almost here, but there's still time to get new looks for the entire family at K&G Fashion Superstore. Right now, men's and women's suits are buy one, get two free. That's three men's suits for only $199.99. Or three women's suits for $159.99. Shop today for the best selection, as these deals won't last long. Sale ends April 7th.
K&G Fashion Superstore. K&G.
Select suits only. Contact store for details.
Hey Cleveland, it's Will Burge, and it's time for another haircut. Check out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Cuyahoga Falls. Open 7 days a week, even Sundays. Located at the northeast corner of Howe Avenue and Buckholzer Boulevard in Cuyahoga Falls. Follow them on Twitter at LJWickedAwesome.
Visit the Original Mattress Factory and experience more than just a mattress store. Experience an original. The Original Mattress Factory.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, head to Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed t-shirts. The Easter Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Loving this Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you till the top of the hour. And Browns fans, you can experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets are on sale now. They're more affordable than ever, with tickets starting at only $32. Go to clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. And this alumni spotlight segment, it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game. Time for one of our favorite segments of this show, the Alumni Spotlight. And joining us now is former Browns offensive tackle Cody Risen on the line from Texas. Cody, how you doing?
I'm doing good today, Vic. It's a beautiful spring day in Texas. The blue bonnets are out, and we've got rain down here this year, so we're in good shape.
Outstanding. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. So much to talk with you about, Cody, in your long and illustrious career with the Browns, 1979 to 1989, a couple of Pro Bowl appearances that you had along the way. But I love these distinctions. One, that you had the opportunity to block for, you know, two of the better quarterbacks in Browns history in the defining eras of modern history or modern era success of the Browns, one being Brian Sipe and the Cardiac Kids, and then you're around the block for Bernie Kosar as well. Just that alone has to feel pretty special for you.
It really does. When I'm out and about down here in Texas and people come to find out that I played a former Browns player, you know, who did you block for? And they all know, of course, Brian Sipe and did you block for Bernie and Kevin Mack and Ernest Biner. And so it's a lot of fun, and it was a privilege to play in the era and the decade that I played in. We were very successful there at that time. So
two distinctive styles of quarterbacks in Sipe and Kosar. Let's talk about Sipe and what it was like to be part of that whole Cardiac Kids deal, and what the the mindset, Sam Bertigliano coaching there, games being as thrilling as they were, but I'm sure a lot of high anxiety as well. But how to, if you could break it down from your perspective on the O-line and again having a talent like Brian Sipe behind you there.
Well, yeah, you know, I broke in about, I think it was 7 or 9 games into my rookie year I'd been playing, but then I got the nod to start at left guard, and Brian was very supportive when I was named the starter. He made a point to come over to me immediately in the locker room and expressed his confidence in me and my abilities and what I would add to the offense. And Brian was just a regular guy. I mean, very talented. He was a leader. We had such as an offense, we had such confidence in him. And in 1980 he was the most valuable player in the league, and he just never was affected by any of that. Brian was always Brian, and he was one of the guys, and he was definitely a friend and of the offensive line, and he treated us with a lot of respect, and a lot of his best friends on the team were offensive linemen, Robert Jackson, and so it was just a lot of fun to play with him, and we took it very personal, very serious, our job to keep him clean and protected and give him the opportunity to make plays.
And for yourself, how did you work your way from, as you said, you break in first as a guard. How do you work your way to the outside on the offensive line?
Well, I think my rookie year, I at the time held the distinction of being the tallest guard to play in NFL history. So, you know, my I'm 6'7", my reach, and I had good feet. I guess, you know, although I came from A&M and we ran the ball, we ran the wishbone back when I was playing, and coming off the ball and blocking for the run, you know, I could do that too. But, I think what I really excelled at was pass blocking, and that offense with Sam Artigliano and Brian Sight, the receivers we had, I mean, that's what we wanted to do was throw the ball. So I just kind of took to pass blocking early in training camp. I just got it. I had good feet. And when I came back for training camp, my second year, I had put on some weight, had really worked hard in the weight room over the off season, and added a lot of strength, and they just felt like I was a better fit to put me out at right tackle. So I really enjoyed playing guard. I mean, that was a perfect opportunity for me to break in the NFL, and I, you know, played between at left guard, I played between Tom DeLeon and Doug Deacon.
Right.
And both those guys were Pro Bowlers and been in the league a long time, learned a lot from them. They protected me in a sense. So it was, and, you know, we had a great offense and good coaching. So I just think that they felt like Henry Shepard, they wanted to move him back to left guard because he had been, my rookie year, he had been moved over to right tackle.
Right.
So they just felt like I would. That was, and it was the right position for me, you know, my
sure.
reach and my tall,
your body
long,
type, yeah.
Yeah, my body type. So that was a great position for me.
Cody Rison joining us, former Browns offensive tackle here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we feature him in our alumni spotlight segment. Cody, then you move on to blocking for Bernie Kosar in a different time and era of this Browns team and a different style of quarterback, although still the passing game and your pass protection being prominent. And I guess when you think of Bernie, it's about making so many things happen as quickly as they can with a quick release and such from the pocket, nothing in the way of real mobility, having to take that first step back to just get himself set up. What was that like from an O-line perspective to deal with his style of quarterbacking?
Well, you know, I don't see Brian and Bernie with real distinctive styles, but and certainly from a standpoint of being a team leader and a guy that everybody quickly had confidence in, very much like Brian Seif. Early in our in training camp, Bernie's rookie year, Robert Jackson, who was a guard, offensive guard for many years for the Browns, he came to me and said, "Cody, who does he remind you of?" And I, without hesitation, I said, "Brian." He goes, "Exactly." I mean, they had a lot of the same demeanor. Yeah, I mean, you can't be a non-athlete and play in the NFL. So both those guys were good athletes, but maybe not, you know, with some of the abilities of a John Elway that can, you know, use his legs like he could. But they were just very, very similar. And Bernie came on, and both of them are very intelligent. But, you know, they're just winners. They had it factor. They just made plays, and they won games. And to me, it was very similar assignment with Bernie as it was with Brian. Protect him. Mike Babb, center, he was right on the board when Bernie was there. Keep Bernie clean and we win. And that's basically, we kept keep him clean and give him time in the pocket, and we won a lot of games.
Right. Oh no, that's a great mantra to have. Keep him clean and you win. You did more than protect quarterbacks on this line. You had, for you, this is pretty unique too, two sets of 1,000-yard rushers, blocking first for Greg and Mike Pruitt, and then another set of 1,000-yard rushers in Kevin Mack and Ernest Biner. So it really spoke to the versatility that this line had collectively and that you had individually.
Well, that's true. You know, we... throughout my career with the Browns, except in 1985, for his rookie year. They didn't, you know, they didn't want to put too much on him too early. And, you know, we ran the ball. In 85, we ran the ball. That's what we got off the bus, wanting to run the ball.
Right.
But other than that year, basically, we wanted to throw the ball first. And, you know, having backs like the Pruitts and then Kevin Mack and Ernest Biner certainly made playing offensive line and our offense much more effective, because we could do both. And we could do both very effectively. I mean, we could be as balanced as we wanted to be. So that was a huge asset to have those great running backs for us.
Sure. And a couple of other things I just want to cover with you, Cody, now is that you are you're involved. You're a project manager for a commercial construction company in Houston, and you've done this for a while. Just give me a sense of how that's going for you, and what maybe from your football career, your playing days. I know you were a Texas A&M guy and learned your business learned your business acumen, I guess, there. But what from football do you bring to the job?
Well, being a construction manager for a large commercial construction company with Austin Commercial, actually based out of the Austin office. I live in Austin now. I'm from Houston. That's where I went to high school. But, you know, as a project manager, you manage a lot of different subcontractors on a construction project. So you have to bring teamwork and teamwork to this profession now. And certainly I spent all those years through high school, college, and with the Browns playing on a team. And the offensive line is a team within a team. So I guess being a team player is what I guess my asset as a construction manager with Austin Commercial.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And it was good, you know. I majored at A&M in construction management, so it's been a great thing that upon my retirement that I had a degree that I actually enjoy, and I had prepared for life after football. It was huge, because when you retire, it's a huge hit. If you played NFL, you played football for so many years in your life. It's a pretty exciting profession, and it's a life change. So
right.
it served me well that I had something that I was educated in and trained in, and could just move forward in a new life and a new career.
Speaking of A&M, I can't let you go without getting a take or two from you about Ryan Tannehill, their quarterback, who's been the subject of a lot of recent discussion heading into this draft.
Well, yeah, I've met Ryan. You know, I follow A&M. I have season tickets, and I enjoy being a part of that over there. And he's only played quarterback, really. I mean, he came to A&M and was recruited as a quarterback. He's very versatile, and he did a great job playing wide receiver and being the backup quarterback for the first couple years of his career at A&M. Then he got the nod to play quarterback about halfway through his junior year, and had did a tremendous job. He's got good speed. He can use his legs, and if he needs to or wants to, can make all the throws. As far as I can see, he's very intelligent. I think he was a pre-med major. He's a winner. I think he's going to have a great opportunity in the NFL.
Well, Cody, great stuff. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us, get us caught up on you, and we look forward to seeing you down the line.
I usually make it up once a year. Look forward to seeing you too, Vic.
Outstanding. He is Cody Risen, former Browns offensive tackle standout on Browns teams, and joining us here for our alumni spotlight. More coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to LibertyFord.com.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Evan Moore. I made my way onto the Cleveland Browns by keeping my head in the game and blocking out all other distractions. I do the same thing when I'm driving my car. That means putting the phone down, keeping my eyes on the road, and buckling up. Every trip, every time. So whether you're just driving around town or to the stadium, never let distracted driving take you out of the game. This message provided by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, head to Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Egg Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Egg Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed t-shirts. The Easter Egg Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Wettest year ever, plus mild winter, plus warm spring equals a huge year of bugs and weeds. But Weed Man has you covered. Call them, 216-289-5446. Professionals, I use Weed Man, shouldn't you?
WeedmanUSA.com.
Say what you want. Say what you will. Say what you need to. Signorama knows how to say it for you. Signorama is the world's leading expert in helping you get the message out with full-service sign products. Banners, the yard signs, the vehicle graphics, all the way to complete packages that identify your company, school, organization, or team. Big or small, they have the right solutions for you. Find them online at starpointneo.com along with all their partners. They're the answer for what you need to say. Signorama can say it the right way. They're the exclusive branding partner of WKNR, and that says it all. Check them out at starpointneo.com. And you can say it your way. April is National Donate Life Month, the perfect time to learn more about organ, eye, and tissue donation and how you can sign up. Visit organdonor.gov.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this Motown Friday edition. Little Jackson 5 to take us back. For these final few minutes, Ask Vic portion of the show, driven by Liberty Ford. Jermaine via Facebook, why try to replace Colt McCoy? You can't expect him to succeed with no big-name receivers to throw to. Draft a wideout. Give him one more year. You can't build a winning team with a different quarterback every 2 years. You're right, Jermaine. Continuity is key, as long as the continuity is with someone who can deliver. But I think you make sound points about giving McCoy more in the throw-to department. I think Greg Little's part of this conversation. I mean, I think he's part of this conversation to see that he has to step up in a big way and be in year two more of what he was in those flashes that he showed of strong plays, Arizona game coming to mind. Not the guy who was inconsistent, not the guy who dropped some passes. And I think that's something with a full offseason of working out and more reinforcement from coaches he could improve upon. But that big-time receiver guy you talk about, I'd like to see him come around in this draft somewhere in these early picks. Nick, via Facebook, what is the positive situation at the running back position? Is there a positive situation? Here's the positive I see, Nick. I see Brandon Jackson healthy and playing a full season. Let's go on a limb here and say that he doesn't lose another year because, and I'm knocking on wood as I say this, not to jinx anybody, that he lost last year with the toe injury we saw in the preseason. I think he was off to a dynamic start in the summer. Let's see what a full year of Brandon Jackson means. I think it means really good things to this running game. A healthier Montario Hardesty for a full year and a better guy with regard to the passing game involvement. See what he can do in that regard, and whatever is added via the draft doesn't have to be. It does not have to be Trent Richardson for it to get better. It can be someone else added to the picture, and Chris Obanaya coming back too. Brian via Facebook, Vic. The dynamic of the defense is coming together. I want to see a more ferocious pass rush. The Steelers win because their defense dictates the tempo of the game. The Browns drop back and play not to lose and let opposing offenses do what they want instead of creating the direction they want the game to go in. I think the moves are that they made with regard to having Frosty Rucker come aboard and give them, he is an upgrade at end. I don't know how big an upgrade he is, but he's better than what was there, and I do think it's fair to say Jabal Sheard will be a better player. I think the defense as a whole performs better as it knows more of what it's doing in the Dick Geron scheme year two. We want to thank Hanford Dixon and Cody Risen and Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and Dave DiNatale, our great producer, and we want to wish you all a very happy Easter. See you on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.